On a professional level, I find it fascinating that we have achieved what we came to do. It's an achievement that very much is to the credit of the people of Sierra Leone and the success of Sierra Leonean governments. It's also a credit to the steadfastness of the international community supporting the United Nations throughout those 15 years. And I think it's also a credit to the thousands of UN peacekeepers and workers in the UN that contributed towards this success. So I think it is also being presented as a success. It's been celebrated in Sierra Leone as a success, and that's how it ought to be. Of course, I love being there. It was a beautiful country. People were nice towards me, so I will miss that. But on the other hand, I think the time was ripe. We are leaving when Sierra Leone is taking over the ownership of its development, future development. I think that's the right thing that's happening now.
Can you share with us some of your most memorable moments from the process of closing the mission? Dissembling a peace-building mission must be quite the logistical feat.
I think that one of the most memorable part of it was that we all pulled together. When you're closing a mission, it isn't just the mission itself. It's the whole UN family that has to be part of it. The UN country team has to be part of it. They have to fill in the gap that arises as we close down. And we all pulled in there. The logistical part, I think more memorable, I would say, is what led to the decision of the closure of UNIPSL. And that was the fantastic success the country had in its elections in 2012, where I was deeply touched by when I went out to the different polling station and saw, you know, women with their babies strapped to their backs, standing in line in the sun, ready to vote. They exercised their duties, civic duties there. And the results of all of that was that we had a peaceful election and a government that was put in place peacefully. And that was a signal to the world that this was the third time in a row that they had had elections. And this shows that the country has reached a stage where peacekeeping as such is no longer necessary. I think that was, for me, one of the most rewarding professional things to see, because we were very heavily involved in supporting the country in the election. And I think that was very, very rewarding indeed.
As you noted in your final briefing to the Security Council, the speed of Sierra Leone's transition from civil war to peace in 15 years is remarkable. What can other countries learn from Sierra Leone's journey to recovery?
That it can be done. I think that's the main message. If everybody is committed towards achieving peace, achieving a normal life again, where people can carry out their life as they should be, in peace and development, it can be done. That's probably the one big message. It's not going to come easy. And it's not just something that the international community can do by itself. It's not just something the United Nations can do by itself, but the people and the government must also want it. And in Sierra Leone, they certainly wanted it, and we worked very closely with the people, with all sectors, civil society, with the political parties, religious leaders, successive governments, and also very closely with the international partners. And I think that is the reason why it succeeded, but it can be done.
And we saw something new when you briefed the Security Council. There was applause in the chamber.
Wonderful.
How did that feel?
Well, it was magnificent. It was an applaud to the people of Sierra Leone. It was an applaud to all of us who were together in this journey. It was applaud for success. And it just goes to prove that it can be done. It was a success from the beginning to the end. There wasn't any hiccups in the process there. And I think the reaction was to that. And I was very happy. Yes, that's for sure.
I'm wondering if you have anything that you would like to add. Is there anything that you feel we don't know?
Maybe people don't know very much about Sierra Leone, because all they've always associated Sierra Leone with is the civil war, the atrocities that took place. But it's a lovely country. It's a country in peace. It's so peaceful that, in fact, the United Nations has declared it as a family duty station in all parts of the country, because it's safe. The friendship, the generosity of the people are amazing. And I always remember when my daughter was there, she was studying anthropology. She had to actually go to some of the most remote places in some of the poorest parts of Freetown at odd hours to actually get the right interviews. Never ever was she threatened. Never ever was she afraid. Never was I afraid as a father of having my daughter walking around there. She was always received warmly. I have always been received warmly. And when my wife was there, as a family, we really enjoyed being there. And this is one of the messages that I would also want the world to know, that Sierra Leone is also a lovely place.